Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed wants to make sure the city's tallest buildings are safe during the next big earthquake. Phil, what's she doing?
Well, she's ordering the departments to take a look at some of the tallest buildings in San Francisco, especially the ones that were built in the 80s and before. This all started with the Millennium Tower when it started sinking and tilting. That brought attention to the buildings in the downtown financial area that had been built on landfill. And Mayor Ed Lee at the time, slightly embarrassed, asked for the city to start taking a look at whether or not places were earthquakes safe. Subsequent studies found that some of the buildings that were built before the Northridge earthquake might have had wells in their steel frames that might not hold up as well as they had anticipated. So now they want to go back and take another look at some of these buildings to make sure that they're okay. It's addressing part of the problem of earthquake safety, but I still think there's a whole area out there that's not being discussed that it has nothing to do with necessarily the structure of the buildings, but the fact of how many we have and how tall they are, and if there is an earthquake, what impact that might have on the overall city as we try to recover.
Phil, what about funding for all of us? Who foots the bill?
Well, for right now, it's in the study phase, Jeff, and that's a good question. The mayor is having her department heads come together and study. Big question is what they come up with, and then the cost is going to be passed on to the building owners eventually. But like as I said, while we're looking at the buildings and the structure of them, I've been talking with public safety people, especially the police and fire unions, and they make a pretty good point. They say that while we're looking at the buildings to make sure that they're not going to shake too badly or fall down, think about the population in the Bay Area in the last 10 years, how it's grown. How many medium-sized buildings and taller buildings have we built, especially on the transit corridors? How many high-rises do we have in San Francisco and other cities now that weren't there before? And at the same time, we haven't really increased the number of police, fire, and other first responders in the proportion of the people and the buildings that we've been bringing into the area. So that's the one that's got them worried on the ground. If there's a big shake, are we going to have enough cops and firefighters to get into buildings if those elevators are stuck and get people out of them? That's an unanswered question that they would like the mayor to address, as so would some other people in the community, who at one group is even filing suit to try to get a master plan done for the new buildings that have come in to make sure that we have the first responders to handle an emergency.
But what the city is studying is possibly changing the city's seismic regulations, Matt, right? Changing the code and forcing the building owners to make those changes?
That would be the idea, is to upgrade the code. Now, they're not sure that if the wells are going to, in fact, be a problem. But Ed Lee was worried after the Millennium Tower that he wanted to make sure San Francisco was safe. And this is the first step in that, or a step in it. It's going to probably take a while for all of the studies to get done. They've already started one, and there's going to be a couple of more of them. And then after the study, you have to figure out who's going to regulate, and then you're going to have to figure out who's going to pay and how it's going to be paid. Look, we're growing. We're growing thicker, we're growing denser, and we're growing taller. And there's bound to be another shake, and it's been a while. I was in the last one, and it was a pretty scary time, and we didn't have half the high-rises we have now. And it's going to be interesting to try to see if they can actually get to make sure that they're safe, because every time there's an earthquake, we learn more things about them, and what was worked in the past didn't work this time.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.